what is your viewing habit?
My viewing habit for my daily activities start with early in the morning. In the morning, at around 4 o'clock, I have my radio and have it on. DJS 702, a Christian radio station. It begins with the Word of God for me and my family to be fed by the blessings of God. Then it will be on almost for the whole day, except during weekdays when we watch TV during noontime. We watch noontime shows during weekends and some evening shows during weekends also. And as part of our daily habit, and also my daily habit, is to watch news during early in the evening, watching 24 horas or news on channel 11 and also channel 9. So, and sometimes I watch the shows during midnight. So, but seldom do I do that.
For
example? Example, like sometimes I watch the one something on 7, those
documentary
shows at night, yeah, those things, like Jessica Soho, like those things. No? Sometimes I also watch the shows on 7 of Rachel Gutierrez, because it's very educational.
During Sunday.
During Sunday, yeah, that's it. And some entertaining shows during weekends also. It is very different during my younger years, wherein I can spend my day for the whole day watching TV. But today, I only watch those meaningful movies or educational movies, something I can learn from.
Because you're a teacher, right?
And of course, I'm a teacher, so I have to get news, because the next day, I have to follow up my students if they have also watched or heard or read some news. And also, my daily habit also is... one of my daily habits is to open up the computer, no, and also get news from the internet, international news and also domestic news, sometimes showbiz news.
For what source? What site?
From what site? What do you mean? The international news?
Yeah.
Yes. What site? Of course, Yahoo News. No, I like to get information from Yahoo International News. It gets me acquainted and also updated with economic news and world news. Now, because those things, what's happening in the world is very much connected with what is happening in our own country. Like the financial crisis in the United States, it affected first the European community, then lastly the Asian community. But as what had happened, the Philippines was not that affected. Unlike what happened in the United States, wherein until now, they are suffering from depression and their, unemployment rate is still at 9 to 10%, which is very high from the normal unemployment rate of around 4 to 5%. And that's very sad, because if the economy of the United States will not pick up, our economy will not also pick up, because almost 60%, 40 to 60% of our exports are going to the United States. And if that continues, then our government must find some more export markets other than the United States. And also I want to see what is happening around our country. What's happening around the world, especially if there will be disasters, and especially if there will be some good news, especially if it is about education. Now, I want to be updated also in our local problems and events in education, and also international events in education.
Thank you very much.